A lot of people remember where they were the first time they saw Jimi Hendrix, John. And some people remember where they were the first time they saw the Knack.
The Knack
came up because there's an interview with Sharona, the real Sharona from the My Sharona song by the Knack that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. And she just kind of told her story about how she got to be named after the song. And, you know,
the guy wrote the song about her.
And all that. She wasn't named after the song, but the song was named after her and her relationship with the lead singer and all that kind of stuff. So. And then a listener, Jennifer, called up and said, oh, I saw the Knack. It was my first concert at the Tacoma Dome. And we asked her, well, who else was on the bill? And she didn't remember. We got a call from a guy who said,
it was Dire Straits, the Metro, and the Knack, June 5th of 1979.
All right, Dave and Mukilteo, you say you saw the Knack at the Seattle Center.
Right, at the Coliseum.
The Coliseum. And who was on the bill?
Now, I don't remember the Heats. I do remember the Knack, though. And
the Heats were a Seattle band that were.
I mean, I
so
remember the Heats.
They were close to making it.
Right.
Regionally popular.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the night the Heats. They must have opened for the Knack, I'm sure. And this was the day when there used to be the guy that played the trumpet out in front of the Coliseum, Richard, I think
Richard
his name was.
Richard the Trumpet Man.
And he was playing My Sharona on his trumpet that night. I remember that. That was just the beginning of the madness, because we stood on the floor about 10 feet from the stage, and I've never seen so many girls in my life that were just so, I mean, basically you were getting molested there on the floor by... We were outnumbered. My buddy and I were outnumbered by, I don't know, it seemed like 10 to 1 by
so
girls.
So the Knack were a girl band.
They were drawing the girls.
Oh, yeah, and the girls were just like crazy. I mean, I've never been to a concert like that in my life. And the guys in the band, I remember, they were just looking at us just like, they were just smiling like, you guys are, you're having
fun.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
You're welcome.
Exactly, yeah. As soon as I started hearing you guys talking about that, it was like flashback. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I remember that night so vividly.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Thanks, Dave, in Mukilteo.
Yeah. Oh, Dave. Oh, I was going to ask him. He's in Mukilteo. The Siri or the car thing never says Mukilteo right. I was wondering what it says in his.
Oh,
you know, it's
well,
like,
how does she say it?
It's like Mukilteo or something. It's just
Mukilteo.
Yeah, that never sounds right.
Mukilteo.
Mukilteo.
360-733-5476.
Someone knows more.
So the Heat, well, a couple of them went to my high school, and I believe they were a couple years ahead of me, if not 1 year ahead of me. Their original name of the band was, they were the Heaters. And there was already a band, I guess, called the Heaters somewhere, so they had to change their name, and they shortened it up to the Heats. And their lead singer kind of looked like Paul McCartney with a Rod Stewart haircut. They were billed as like a punk band, but they were more of a pop-type punk band. They did the song, I Don't Like Your Face.
Your Face.
Yeah. And they also did the cover of Shotgun. They did that a lot. I saw them at the Bellevue Roller Rink. I saw them, you know, before they, you know, hit the road anywhere when they were just coming up. They were pretty good. They were entertaining.
So you'd go to the Lake Hills Roller Arena?
Yep.
So would I. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Battle of the Bands there where Queensryche lost to Rail.
Rail and Perennial and a bunch of bands up there. Oh, that was fun, dude. What's your name?
So there's a little bit of history on the Heat.
I'm curious, what high school did you go to?
Inglemore.
Okay. And you say the guys there. I was reading a story online about the Heats. They were originally called the Northwest Heaters. That was their first name, I guess.
Yeah, the Heaters.
The Northwest Heaters, and then they shorten it up to the Heats, as you said.
That's funny.
All right. Thanks, thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Right,
peace.
And this is it, Brad.
You could see him on a bill with the Knack.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Skinny ties.
I don't like
do remember that song. I remember the, I never saw the Heat, but man, the Lake Hills Roller Arena.
Four-man band, and looking at the pictures of them, yeah, they look like Knack guys, yeah. Like young, you know, four young dudes. The girls probably went crazy for them. You know?
But that, what he was referencing, the Lake Hills Roller Arena, was up behind Interlake High School in the Crossroads area, and it was just this little roller rink. And, I mean, I met Iron Maiden up there. They had a big album signing party for Peace of Mind and stuff when they came to town. And like he said, Queensryche, back when they were the Mob and the Myth and all that kind of stuff, played up there. And TKO would play up. There were so many bands, the War Babies and stuff, that were really great regional bands. Culprit would play up there.
Now, I mean, could you skate while they were playing, or is it just
No.
Have that part.
But they would have these battle of the bands, and I mean, these guys. When you're 14 years old or something, it's like these guys are gonna be rock stars, man. It was close enough where I could walk up there behind through the woods from my house. Crazy.
Steve Pearson.
I don't know if it made it outside of Washington or, you know, that kind of thing for them, but yeah, I think there was a couple stations around town that would play that.